Hello, Chicago, and welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Mote, bringing you the theater news for the week of July 28th, 2008. Profiles Theater has announced their 20th anniversary season, following up its sold-out Season of LaBute last season, which featured four premieres by playwright Neil LaBute. And now their next season is the most ambitious offering in the company's 20-year history. It'll include a world premiere, a U.S. premiere, and two Midwest premieres, beginning with the first full Chicago production of Jason Wells' dark comedy, Men of Tortuga, that starts on October 3rd. The dark comedy The Thugs opens on October 25th. The acclaimed new play Great Falls begins on January 9th. An original Scottish play, The Wonderful World of Dissocia, starts on March 20th, and the world premiere comedy, Graceland, starts on May 22nd. For more information about Profile's most ambitious 20th anniversary season, click on over to Talk Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. City Lit Theater's artistic director Terry McCabe has announced their 2008-2009 season, which will be City Lit's 29th. It'll consist of Dashiell Hamlet by Mike Nowak, Mike Nussbaum, Kathleen Thompson, and Paul H. Thompson. Also, The Confession by Mary Roberts Reinhardt, Scoundrel Time by Lillian Hellman, and in rotating rep, Old Times by Harold Pinter and Private Lives by Noel Coward. For more information on the performance schedule of City Lit's 29th season, visit citylit.org. Again, that's citylit.org. Cirque du Soleil has added the final 18 shows to the Chicago engagement of Cousa. The final performance will now be on August 24th under the blue and yellow Grand Chapiteau at the United Center. Cousa is a return to the origins of Cirque du Soleil, who combine acrobatic performance and the art of clowning with a visual feast full of surprises. Check out Cousa before it leaves on August 24th. For information on how to get tickets, check out our Now Playing section. The Jeff Awards Committee has announced that starting with this current non-equity theater season, which began on April 1st, all non-equity awards categories will now be competitive, with only a single recipient chosen from the nominees. The exceptions, however, are the categories of new work and new adaptation. They will remain non-competitive. This now brings the non-equity Jeff Awards under the same rules as the equity Jeff Awards. Stay tuned to Talk Theater in Chicago as the events unfold. Thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. Remember, you can find us here every Monday with more news ready for you to enjoy. So, until next Monday, that is the theater news from Talk Theater in Chicago, and I'm your host, Dustin Mote.